Just thought we'd ask you a bit to explain a bit about your varied career, because I know not only areas, but you have had quite a mixed career. So.
Well, the important bit is I am married to Sue, and I've got two grown-up children and a load of grandchildren, and we've recently, for some reason, got a new puppy, a West Highland White Terrorist, which is fun. And after I got married, I went to college in Bristol to train to be a priest. Perhaps I should say, before I got married, I was working as a research chemist at King's in London, doing some doctoral work in chemistry, which was fun. Got ordained in 1972. Gosh, really. And was a curate in Bolton and then in Birmingham, and then most of my early part of my ministry was in Oxford. I was teaching at a college in Oxford and chaplain, and working a little bit at the vicar factory called Wycliffe Hall. And after that, I was asked to go and work at Southwark Cathedral. They made me an archdeacon and then eventually sent me off to Norwich Diocese to be Bishop of Thetford.
So what prompted your interest in environment issues and particularly your involvement with Operation Noah?
Well, partly the science background kept me in touch with some of the climate science that was being talked about in the late 70s, early 80s, and I was particularly influenced by Sir John Horton, a Baptist, evangelical Christian, who was director of the Meteorological Office, as it was in those days. And his book on global warming affected me considerably. And then in Norwich, at the University of East Anglia, there's a very good department, the Tyndall Centre, which was set up specifically to study both the science and the sociology and politics of climate change, and I got to know some of the staff there, and that increased my interest. And when I retired, I was invited onto the board of Operation Noah, which is a Christian ecumenical charity, part of Churches Together in Britain and Ireland. At least it was a spin-off from Churches Together. Whose purpose is to celebrate science and faith and living in hope in terms of how to respond appropriately and Christianly to the ecological and climate crisis that we are in. So I worked on their board for some while and did a bit of work also for Christian Aid.
We've got the pleasure of having you sort of twice today as well, and again you're coming on Tuesday evening. These are sort of a three-pronged attack, if you like, on your new book.
Oh, it doubles the price, you know.
But there will be some copies available afterwards if people are interested. But do you want to give us just a bit of a trailer on Tuesday evening?
Oh, well, this morning I was talking, those of you who are here will remember, about our response to God's gift of creation and how to care appropriately for the environment in which we're set. And tonight I want to talk a little bit more about authentic humanity, looking at Jesus. And I suppose the response to both of those are, so what? What does that mean for us? Where do we go from here? And I hope on Tuesday we might discuss a little bit about the practical outworking of being citizens and on God's earth, and of called to be human and enable others here and elsewhere in the world to flourish. So it'll be a more practical question about walking wisdom's way, how to live in the light of the wisdom of God.
It always feels that we can only make a very minimal contribution to the environment, but how can we help you, and what can we take away particularly to pray for when we leave this church tonight for you?
Well, for me and my family, just usual family things. Both Sue and I haven't been too well of late, and we are on the mend, so that would be one thing. In terms of the wider church scene, I think there are a lot of questions about how in the Church of England we're managing to live together with quite a lot of different views around. But on the national scene and increasingly on the global scene, I'm really taken by the young people, school children, waving their banners, saying, this is the world we're growing up into. What sort of world are you making for us? And I honour that. And I think somehow they need to be focusing our prayers on how are we being responsible citizens of God's earth, sharing in God's gifts, equitably distributing the rich resources of God's earth, and enabling God to continue to have joy in what he's made.
Thank you, and we look forward to hearing what you've got to say on God's word in a moment. Thank you.